Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 67. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 48. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76. And in local news, from an email sent to WDRT from 4th Ward Viroqua City Council member Tanya Birka. Birka is an outspoken opponent of the ATV proposal. End quote. Tuesday will be the final vote on the ATV issue. Full council meeting at 7 p.m. in City Hall's lower level. As expected, our new mayor, Justin Running, is pushing the ATV ordinance at us again. With the changes in council, there are members who have not been part of the conversation in the past. Although we voted this proposal down last year, many UTV owners considered themselves above the law and rode around on our streets this summer anyway. Although there are many reasons to oppose ATV-UTV on our streets, the main issue, as I see it, is public safety. A reminder that ATVs are regulated by the DNR, not the DOT, and they only report fatalities, not injuries, and these are not always accurate anyway. The fatality statistics that are documented in the most current report do not include some that occurred recently, July 4th in Wood County and May 28th in Crawford County, so we can't trust that report. The argument that cars also cause crashes and deaths is to me a non-starter since they are regulated for safety and have stringent standards in order to be considered roadworthy. In addition, quoting here, motor vehicles driver's license is not required to operate an ATV in Wisconsin. An operator must carry the safety certificate while riding and display it to a law enforcement officer upon request. In addition, drunk driving convictions for motorized vehicles other than passenger cars currently do not impact a Wisconsin driver's license. For example, if a person was convicted for driving a boat, snowmobile, ATV, and a car while intoxicated, he would not have four total OWI convictions. They would have an OWI for each motorized vehicle, and each would be considered a first offense. OWI arrests and convictions on an ATV will not affect your Wisconsin driver's license, said Dane County Sheriff's Deputy Todd Benish. Some lawmakers say the loophole is allowing people convicted of multiple drunk driving offenses to use different modes of transportation to avoid additional convictions. The bill cited in this article to change the loophole failed to pass in the Wisconsin legislature in March 2022. Again, this comes from the 4th Ward Council member Tanya Birka's email sent to her constituents and local media. The effort by ATV enthusiasts to legalize the use of UTV vehicles in Viroqua resulted in an ordinance proposal that passed the Public Safety Committee last year, was turned down and returned to the committee by the full City Council, and sent back for further deliberation. The Safety Committee met last Tuesday, where the majority of those attending the meeting during the public comment period supported having the vehicles in town and was voted on and moved back to the council after a 3-2 vote from the Safety Committee members. WDRT will be reporting on the results of the final decision to allow UTV vehicles to use Viroqua City streets on Wednesday following Tuesday's meeting. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.